Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, Apostolic Outreach Ministry, Anointed Vessels of Christ. Tonight we'd like you to join us in this program. We'll be studying in the book of John and various scriptures. But tonight our show is titled Separate from the Familiar. And we're just glad to have you here with us tonight. We was hoping that you would be able to call in tonight, and we would like to elaborate with you and pray with you. But we ask you to continually pray that we get things in order here so that you will be able to call in and talk and pray with us. Because I know many of you are having problems, having issues. Things are just not lining up to what God has said concerning you. Just stay faithful, remain faithful, because God is faithful. He'll surely bring it to pass. And right now, we're going to turn you over into the hands of the apostle, Apostle Lionel Bonner. Bless the man of God.
Pray right now in the name of Jesus. Pray right now, Lord, we thank you for this podcast, Lord. We just want to thank you for this day that you have made, Lord. We just want to just love you, Lord, because you've been good to us all day today, God. And we magnify your name and give you the praise, God. God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, not this lips and not this eyes, Lord, and not this ears, Lord, so that we're able to hear, to speak, and tell the people what we're going to say to the church, to their hearts and their minds. In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Something to say tonight that God has put something in my spirit that we need to follow His voice and not the devil voice. And it's been always so heavy. People have been accusing people and other people what they're doing in their life, and we need to learn how to put your trust in God and not to lean to your own understanding. You need to lean to God's understanding. Amen?
Amen.
We just want to put some stuff in your spirit, because God is, He's talking, and everybody's not listening to what He's saying. They listen to the devil, still a God voice. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
We need to learn how to listen to God's voice instead of the devil's voice. And everybody listens to the devil's voice, but they're not listening to really to God's voice. And God has put that in my spirit that we really don't know when God's talking. Where it be that familiar spirit talking. And we don't really listen to the familiar spirit. We need to listen to God's voice, because God's word is true. And God's spirit is true. That's why He can worship Him in spirit and truth. We can worship Him in spirit and truth. And we need to put on God. And if we don't know God, God, we need to learn how to hear God's voice. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to turn to John chapter 10.
Amen.
We're going to hear some two verses and chapters. What God have gave me tonight, because He's been good to us this morning. He's been good all day to us today. 10:4. And I want Pastor Sharon Bond to read that from it. 10:4. I hope y'all enjoy this program, because it's going to be a blessing to you. Amen.
Amen.
10 and 4.
And the Bible declares, John 10:4, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them,
mm-hmm.
and his sheep follow him.
Uh-huh.
But they know his voice.
Yeah.
Yet they will by no means follow a stranger.
Yeah.
But will flee from him,
uh-huh.
for they do not know the voice of strangers.
Okay. Turn your Bible to Isaiah 14:12. We're talking about the devil tonight because the devil has confused some of us, and we need to put you back on track tonight. We need to prepare God for us. So it's going to be 14:12, Isaiah. Go ahead.
Isaiah 14:12, the Bible declares, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the forest side of the north.
Mm-hmm.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
Yeah.
I will be like the Most High.
See, the devil said he will be like the Most High God. So, in other words, what he's saying, he said, I will talk like God. I will form America like God. I will lead you like God. And see, the devil's trying to deceive somebody. See, he deceived you for trying to act like God. Am I right? He's trying to be like the Most High God, but he can't be tonight as we come as we know how.
Yes.
God said, it's the other way, but to come in the straight gate.
Amen.
We got to come in the straight gate. We got to put on Christ.
Oh,
we got to put on love. We got to put on joy.
Yes.
And some of it is received from the devil what he's telling us. It ain't really God.
Amen.
And God, he wants us to hear his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger cannot follow. So if you're a stranger, you can't find a God.
Amen.
You got to hear God's voice. You got to seek God like never before. You got to pull on God like never before. Because he said, I love my sheep. I take care of my sheep. I lead my sheep through the path of righteousness. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
God is righteous. He said, that's about the righteous shall see God. Amen. But the devil won't even see him. Oh,
my God.
Well, he's alive tonight. We instruct you into the spirit of truth. God wants you to hear him still in the devil's voice. He just said in Isaiah, he want to be like the Most High. He's trying to deceive us. Listen what the devil said. This is what the Bible said. The devil comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He want to steal your relationship from God so you can go to hell with him.
My God.
That's what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to steal your relationship from God so you can go the wrong way. And he said, I want to be like the Most High. Trying to confuse your ears.
Mm.
If I say, choose this day who you want to serve. You can't say two masters. You got to love one and hate the other.
My God.
This is saying we got to know God for us. We got to follow God. God is truth. His truth is your heart. His truth will wake you up this morning. He woke you up this morning, not the devil. God woke you up this morning. So we need to get on our faith and seek God's faith like never before.
Amen. Praise God.
We need to cry out to God. And if we don't hear God, if we don't know how to hear God, we need to ask him, God, speak to me, God. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, see. And the Bible says, try to feel the God. Everybody trying to feel in the spirit. And he had me, he did with me this. We follow, still follow God, we follow the familiar spirit. But we need to learn how to follow the real spirit. Because the wrong spirit will lead you in destruction. So many people are deceived because they're led by the familiar spirit. God don't leave nobody ignorant. Turn your Bible to 8:1-8. He don't leave you ignorant.
No.
He don't leave you blind. Thank you, Jesus. We follow the forbidden spirit and we need to stop it. Because the forbidden spirit is going to send you to hell. And the devil don't care. He's trying to get how many he can. Okay. Romans 8. Read that. Pastor. There is no condemnation.
Romans 8:1. The Bible declares, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Who do not walk according to the flesh.
The devil, see? Go ahead.
But according to the spirit.
God, come on.
But the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin
okay.
and death.
Okay, go ahead and read.
For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Okay, verse 5.
On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
Okay.
Verse 5 says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
It's the devil. See, we're talking about the devil tonight. God wants to put you back on track. We need to be mindful of the spirit. Go ahead, verse 6.
And the Bible declares, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
See, life and peace. And that's the fruit of the spirit. Like, if you ain't got no life and peace, the devil don't want you to have no peace. God said, I give you peace. So anybody who don't have no peace is of the devil. The devil don't want you to have no peace. He wants you confused. He wants your mind to be confused. And the devil's the devil did it. He did with your mind. And when the devil gets your mind, he got it. God don't want your mind with the devil.
Oh,
he wants your mind in him.
Oh, yeah.
He wants us to rest in him. The Lord wants us to live for him and have peace. He said, if we keep our mind stable about him, he will keep our mind in perfect peace. And the devil don't want your mind to peace.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus, for this verse tonight. First self, prophets.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God.
So you don't want to do what God tells you to do.
Amen.
Don't want to do what God says do. That's obedient. God looking for some obedient people.
Amen.
He ain't looking for some disobedient people. He's looking for obedient people.
Amen.
To do what he says do. To do what he says do.
Obedient. Glory.
Not what you want to do, what God wants you to do. And see, let me say something. The Bible says, "Trust in him, not to lean to thy own understanding, not to my own divination, and he shall direct your path." Everybody don't want to be led by the Spirit. Everybody in their own ways. But we need to follow God's way. If it ain't God's way, it's nobody's way.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 9, Pastor. Read that.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Yeah.
If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
Then you are the devil. If you're not under here, you are the devil. So what spirit are you in? Who's your master? Who do you love most? The devil of God, not none of his. We got to be here. We got to be of God's child.
Amen, amen.
We got to be obedient to God, not the part of the devil. Let me say that. It's too bad. I'm going to give it to you. You right or are you wrong?
Amen, amen.
You got to be right. You can't drink from the devil's cup and drink from the love's cup. Stop eating up from the devil's table and start eating on the God's table.
Amen.
And watch you be blessed.
Amen.
Ask God to tune your ears to his voice. Thank you, God. That's what we need to do. We need to tune our ears to God. And only God, not to the devil. The devil's trying to act like God. He said he's going to be like the Most High. And he's doing it too.
Amen.
Confused. Disturbed. We don't need to be disturbed. Because that's of the devil. Okay, the verse 10.
And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin.
Yeah.
But the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Oh, that's good. Oh, life. God, I give you life more abundantly. We're going to say, we're going to ask Poppy if she got anything to say on this lesson, because this is truly a good lesson tonight, and we need to learn how to. I'm stirred up. I'm excited because I feel Jesus inside my belly, and that's what I like to say something tonight about this spirit, because God has given me this tonight, because we got to be led by God. The Bible says, if we're led by the Spirit, we are the sons of God.
Right.
How many of us are sons of God and a daughter of God? If you're not led by the Spirit, how can you be led? Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for talking tonight. Go ahead,
Thomas. Amen. I'm really excited about this word because so many times we are inviting a apostle, we invite from the Spirit in. We summon them. We call them in. And it's just like having a friend, and they become lax in our environment. They become lax. They come over any time. You know when you get old friends, and they think they can come over any time. There's no boundary. There's nothing to keep them from coming. But tonight, God wants to send his spirit to rest upon you, to keep away the familiar spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Today, God said, today, he's coming to give you a new spirit, a right spirit, a clean heart, a clean mind.
Mm.
Let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We need to clean our minds up. We're trying to live in the future. And then we're bringing spirits from the past.
Ooh.
Hurt, pain, dissatisfaction, dysfunction. We're trying to operate in the future and in the past, and God said, I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. Then look what God said in the Lord's Prayer. God tells us, he decreed and declared his word, he's our daily bread. God gives us this day our daily bread.
Yes.
God gives us manna for right now. And we're looking for every spirit. We're looking for every false doctrine, everything that makes us feel good. And it's a temporary fix. God said we want a temporary fix. We want a microwave fix. But God said every day we wake up, it's a brand new mercy. Every day we wake up, it's a brand new beginning to get up and say, start all over again. We got to quit listening to voices. Turn the radio off. Turn the TV off. Get off the internet and get in the face of God and begin to decree and declare the word of God over your life. We got to quit calling and summoning spirit. Fear calls demonic spirit. Worry calls demonic spirit. Loneliness called demonic spirit. Hopelessness called demonic spirit. We got to get in the face of God and in the presence of God. God is saying we are arriving late or we are arriving too early. God is calling us right now. He said, I'm a right now God. He said, whatever's going on in your life right now, God said, I can fix it. He said, if you haven't went down so far that God cannot reach down and pick you back up. Those voices hadn't took you so far. If you can still hear us under the sound of our voice tonight, if you can still hear God speaking to you, he said, come out of whatever you're in, because he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins, all unrighteousness. He'll clean you up. The blood of Jesus still works. The cross is still effective. Prayer still works. And I just thank God. Apostle, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Praise God.
Amen. We just want to thank Papa for sharing that very good word to us tonight. And God has been dealing with me about this familiar spirit. It's not playing. It's acting like God. It's doing miracles like God. The devil is a lie. He's a lie every day. Jesus said the devil is a father lie. You blame people for your faults, and you need to get in the right spirit. I'm just going to say it like this. We need to stop blaming people for their faults. If you messed up, you need to get cleaned up.
All right.
If you're not here, it's time to hear. Mm-hmm. It's time to get the right answer from God. God will not have you ignorant, he said. He said, I will not mislead my sheep. He said, my sheep follow me. But if you got sheep, it should lead you right.
Amen.
In the righteousness. Mm-hmm. In your life. God should lead you right. God is right all by himself. We're going to learn that tonight. Thank God is right all by himself. And I tell somebody this all the time, if you feel bad, that's up to the devil. If you feel good, because God is good. Thank you, God. Ooh, that's the best one right now. That's to make somebody shout right now. I'm going to say it again. So if the devil make you feel bad, that's up to the devil. Because the devil is not sickness. If you feel good, God is good. God is good. He's not bad. He won't want to mislead you. He said, I will never leave you, forsake you. Who against you? The word is against you. Not the word, the word mm-hmm. against you. Your enemies against you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The word will help you.
Mm-hmm.
The word will keep you. And the word will teach you. Because the Bible and the Holy Ghost will teach you all things and bring things back to you. Remember?
Okay.
If you listen.
Yes.
You got to listen.
Yes.
You can't hate nobody. The Bible says, love one another. That's how I love you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil hates, not God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to sell some of that next week. And I want you to be on this. I need you to listen to me next week because God got something for you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to forgive one another. That's what we're going to talk about next week. Forgive one another.
Amen.
God wants us to forgive one another. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't forgive one another, that means you are the devil.
Amen.
You are the devil. If you don't forgive, what did he say? He said, if you don't forgive one another, he's not going to forgive you. But I'm not going to get out from the nation this week. I'm excited tonight, Frank, by this familiar spirit. I'm not happy about this familiar spirit. I'm happy about Jesus Christ because mm-hmm. Jesus Christ wants you to live in it. Live right. He wants you to be delivered and be set free from the devil. The devil don't have much time. The devil don't have much time down on this earth. He's trying to get how many he can. And he's trying to get the saints. But the devil is alive tonight. We need to start listening to God only. Not to your flesh. If you can kill your flesh by fasting and praying that you can hear God. That's what we need to do. We're going to start back faster. We don't want to push that plate back.
Amen.
It's time to put that place back. If something's going to happen on the earth, we got to have Jesus to guide us and strengthen us. That's why he said, who led by the Spirit. The Bible said, a good man is ordered by the law. See, you got to understand, because you got to be led by God and every your need, because God said, every knee shall must bow, every tongue must confess. Oh, God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
We got to be led by the Spirit. Who is a son? Who is a daughter? Who be led by the Spirit? You got to be led by God the rest of your life. Start up tonight. Be led by God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. We got to be led in.
Mm-hmm.
People are confused of God for us.
Yes.
The devil talking to the God talking.
Yeah.
God, we need to hear from God, and God having to tell us something about this
Amen.
Because it's a reason for us, because we are led by the devil.
Yes.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is right. Yes. He's not wrong.
Yes.
Hey, make sure God is talking to you, saint. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil deceive your mind and confuse your mind and think of God. And it really ain't God. He said, y'all want to be like the Most High.
Yes.
See, he want to be like God.
Mm-hmm.
But he cannot be like God. Because the Bible is, heaven must pass away, but his word will stand. And we got to have that word in our life, in our heart. We got to put that word in our heart so we don't sin against God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just want to say something. I hope some was helped tonight. Probably want to say something else. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I know somebody was helped. But God just was dealing with Matthew 12:19. And Apostle, you touched on, you said, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And Matthew 12:35 says that, about the same thing. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things.
Yeah.
And an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. So a man thinks, so is he.
Yeah.
So what you're thinking on is going to flow out.
Yeah.
Whatever's in you don't come out. Whatever spirit you're operating in, it's going to come out. And if you're operating in a demonic spirit, it's going to come out and attack those that are you around. See, we summon things because a lot of us as a baby Christian, the baby saints, and we don't get our way.
Yeah.
See, we get mad and we get upset with God, and then we get upset with the pastor, and then we get upset with the folks sitting next to us. But I heard you say forgiveness. Yeah. I heard you say forgiveness. I heard you say repent. I heard you say we got to love one another. You said, but I say unto you for every idle word. You know, we got to be careful what we say. We got to be careful how we say. Because what we say come back to test us. That's why we as preachers got to be careful what we preach. Because the same word we preach come back to test us. The same prayer and the same dishes that we dig for others, we better dig too. Come on, man. Come on, somebody. We better dig too. Because God in these days is doing a quick work. God, see, you got to be careful how you handle the people of God. Even when they fall, even when they did something that you think now, you still got to be careful how you handle God's children. God said, I love the sinner, but I hate sin. See, we get it confused. But I had to put that in apostle, and God bless you tonight. You really bless my spirit, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. God bless you.
We need to examine our spirit. God said we need to examine our spirit. Many people are deceived by the devil. And I'm going to pray right now for us. Do you want to Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us a spirit to hear your voice, Lord. Open up our spirit, man. Open up our ear, Lord. We need to be moved by your spirit, Lord. Touch us from the head of soul to our feet, Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our mind. Touch our ears, Lord. Touch our thinking, Lord. To get in your word more, to hear your voice, and be in a quiet place, Lord. We ask you right now, God, give us a humble spirit, Lord. Renew the right spirit in us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. You have a good night, and we love you, and we praise God for you, and we thank God for listening to this podcast. We love you. Bless you.